So, welcome everybody to the latest installment of the Hello Project Fan Fiction podcast. And this is episode Sexy 8-Beat.
Sexy 8-Beat.
And joining me tonight, we have Junkie and Kawaii Hello. Beam.
Yay!
And we might also be getting a new person in if her internet will cooperate better than it has been over the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get her now. Let me see what happens.
Hell yeah!
And by the way, it's B-Chan.
It's B-Chan.
B-Cubed. Yeah, I just call her B-Chan.
Yeah, I can't.
Our question is 10.
What the
heck? Okay, well, while it's
ringing,
doing its thing.
Yes, while the phone is ringing in the background, and while crocodiles are devouring giant dinosaurs in the background as well.
When the hell that happened?
9 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, and the call failed.
Okay. So, in this exciting episode, we have all sorts of corners prepared, our usual current news, as well as a discussion of recent new fanfics, as well as the latest installment of the teaser series for Petal 7, featuring, of course, the Moe Risen Nagaki.
Moe Nagaki! Sorry, I had to.
Sure. No problem.
I'm sorry, I'm random right now. I don't mean to.
We need random or this conversation would die.
Yes. As we... as well as the devious Takahashi Eye, and introducing this episode, what's the best way to describe her? The
Yankee from Fukuoka.
Yes, the.
I don't know.
Yes, the Yankee Rina. She's asking to be called in again.
Okay, I'm calling her.
Okay.
But yeah, Yankee from Fukuoka, yes. Tanaka Arena.
Yes. We're the very fashionable.
Hello?
Yay.
Okay, I think we got her. Yay. B-Chan, introduce yourself. Silence.
Crickets.
I'm BQ. Sorry, there seems to be some kind of lag. You guys are chopping again.
Mm.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. That sounds a little dead. Just don't worry about it, people. She's okay.
She's alive.
Okay. So, I guess our first corner should be some, I don't know. Why don't we change things up a little bit? And instead of current news, we talk about a recent sensation that's been on TV that has many people in an uproar. Of course, I'm talking about Yugaku Josai Gakuen, or Math Girls Academy. The TV show featuring nearly everybody in Hello Project. Have people been following
pretty
this
rough
fine program?
Yep.
Nope.
I actually haven't seen the new episode because I watched it with Roku and Chan together.
I told me a bit about it, but I haven't watched it all. I'm waiting for all the episodes to come out with subs before I watch.
Well, they're coming out pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah, the first five episodes.
Already subbed.
They're already up to episode 5, and there's 6 episodes so far. So there's no excuses, like I said.
Yes, you'll have to check the Hello Online tracker.
Unless you have a life, then that's your excuse, but...
Hmm. I sort of have a life.
Okay. So what do you guys think of the show so far?
Technically, it's pretty much a live action anime that's not really based on an anime because of all the crazy stuff that goes down at that school. As in Tanaka Reina bringing in, no, not even bringing in, coming into school via Tarzan rope from the roof. That is not in any normal school drama.
Or the fact that she's extremely smart with math when it seems like in reality she's very slow with it.
Well,
slow with computers, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, she's really bad with those.
Well, let's look at it this way. If Tanaka Reina... Tanaka Reina is so bad at geography that many people wonder how she gets out of bed in the morning.
Reina's just street smart.
She's badass.
She's not really all that school smart, but I guess it's okay. She's doing something about it.
Yes.
Well, I think she's just probably a bit observant, so that can actually make her really smart, just not entirely smart in academics.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's kind of more street smart than school smart. At least up to, like, what, middle school?
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to mention something about the format of the show. That the show so far seems to be a Monster of the Week show.
I think it's more which boss will you fight to go to the next level.
I don't know. I kind of like the punishments because most of them seem like they're unscripted, so they just do a lot of stupid things.
Yeah.
So it's fun watching them.
Yes, like having to eat a hot dog buried with very spicy mustard type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that Japanese people just think mustard is spicy to begin with.
They're weird.
But, pretty much, for people who haven't watched this show, it's like, Reina's the main character, and then Sayu is like the co-character, and this other dude that I cannot remember his name right now.
Doesn't matter.
But
I'll just call him a frissy bitch.
But he was in the same drama as Ai-chan for QED, but whatever his name is, Dude-chan, I'm just gonna call him. Dude-chan, he somehow enrolled into an all-girls math school by accident. Because he just happens to be the only dude in school.
And I like how the girls don't freak out.
Yeah, no girls freak out. They just willingly accept him, kind of. Because they
walk through an all-girls school, even though.
Yeah. Even though you hate math and you're stupid.
Well, I think.
But pretty much, Reina makes him his slave, quote unquote, and pretty much every. He's always into something that involves a girl that she's fighting against, and usually in these math punishment games, I mean, in these math battles, whoever loses, they have to do a punishment game. And then you see who is next at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And that's pretty much it, except it's really funny. Mm-hmm. You should go watch it.
I think the implication is that the school isn't an all-girls school. It's just that the other boys in the school are never seen on camera.
No, I think it's an all-girls school.
I think so, too.
I think it was said in the synopsis. Is that what you call it? I can't remember. But, like, the description for it, I think it said that he goes to an all-girls math school. So it's not even that he's only a dude. It's just that he hates math, and he goes to a math school.
Well, maybe they got to
the class.
Somebody screwed up in that department.
Well, it's an understandable mistake. After all, he does have a really weird haircut for a guy.
But he's extremely tall, and he wears a boy's uniform. He doesn't even wear a ribbon. The only similarity is that his tie is like the same design as everybody else's school ribbon. That's about it. But it makes me wonder.
Let's not question this. We all know that this show kind of lacks some logic.
Yeah, it's an idol show for me. It's an idol drama, for Pete's sake. You're going to get a whole bunch of plot holes and loopholes and randomness in it.
Exactly.
I mean, as an example, if anybody's ever watched AKB's Majisuka Gakuen, you will know exactly what I mean, because that drama had so much potential.
Oh,
it had so much. It's not even funny. And it's like the first season is like passable, and then the second one, you're like, why did you even bother? So, pretty much, I already knew what I was probably going to get out of this drama from watching Majisuka.
Still pretty awesome, though. I mean, who doesn't want to see idols getting all blooded up and kicking ass?
Yeah, Majisuka is pretty much go to a Yankee school, fight everyone.
Yeah, and terrify the teachers.
Terrify the crap out of everyone. But let's go back on track. Yes. So, yes, math drama. You should go watch it. It is subbed. I forgot the name of the people who sub it right now. I feel so bad.
So anyone who likes crack fix, just watch this, because it's crack too.
And you can go make a story out of like half of these stories, because there's so many girls.
I think the subbing group calls itself MMBBS.
Yeah. That's the group who does it. I forgot like what it stands for though, but they're the subbing people who do the
Morning Musume bulletin board service.
Yeah, that. And they also translate like the Hello Project members' blogs, so you should go check that out too. Because I mean, they're pretty on the ball with that, and they're pretty dedicated. Yeah.
Okay. Now, also hitting the entertainment waves around this time, there's a subtitled version of the Bono movie Gomenasai that's just come out.
Gomenasai.
So, how did you like that movie, Kwaibin?
Well, the movie is pretty much a horror movie. And, of course, it stars Bono.
Well, with Momoko in it, it should be a horror movie.
I don't think we need Momoko. Momoko doesn't need that much dissing. But yeah, it's pretty much a horror movie, and it's based off of like a cell phone novel that was like distributed like a few years back, and it's pretty much about this girl who tries to befriend this other creepy girl in her class who happens to be a really good writer, and the creepy girl pretty much gets picked on this other girl that's Momoko's character. And she pretty much tries and kills people with what she writes. Pretty much.
What the hell? It's like one missed call mixed in with Death Note.
Except the girl looks like Sadako.
So then you have the ring element in there.
It's only just because Miyabi's character has long hair, and she wears it, and like she has to wear a wig technically, and they could have gotten a better wig, but I don't know why they didn't.
Maybe they're bad with wigs.
Because even though Miyabi looks creepy as heck in it, I can't help but laugh because of the wig.
Yeah, it kind of messes up everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, but either way,
like, the trailer I knew was definitely a wig. It's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, but pretty much Aidy's character, the girl who tries to befriend the creepy girl, you pretty much see the movie through kind of her point of view in a way, because she narrates it. And the ending will make you go, oh my gosh, why did I watch this movie? But in a good way, hopefully. But you should go watch it. It's like an hour and 30 minutes long. And if you like Chisato, Chisato's in there too.
Okay.
For like a few seconds. And you'll see why she's in there for a few seconds. But yeah.
I have a question. I have a question. I did see the promotional video they had for the song that Bono sings at the end of the movie.
Oh, Deep Mind?
Yeah, Deep Mind. And now, does Miyabi wear the same wig in that promotional video that she did in the movie?
No, she has her short hair, pretty much.
No. In the promotional video, she had this really weird hairstyle going.
No, not really. I mean, when they made the movie, she had her hair down, and it was like chestnut brown.
Right.
And then by the time they made the Deep Mind PV, she had her hair already really short and dark brown. So I'm guessing they just probably already recorded the song. And then by the time they did the promotional stuff for it, she had already cut her hair.
Maybe I'm just not remembering it correctly.
Yeah, because for the PV, it has like nothing to do with the movie. It's just them in some grungy looking place with a circular camera and them in puffy dresses with a band and singing.
Really? Huh. Maybe I'm thinking of a different video then.
Maybe. But, yeah. I guess I should warn, if you guys don't like blood, you probably shouldn't watch it. But there's not a lot of blood to begin with. There's probably like 1, 2, it's like 3 scenes of blood, and like the second scene with it, it's probably the most you'll ever see, and then that's it. Because there's one scene where, like,
I don't know, I've seen some nasty looking movies. Maybe.
No, because there's one scene where, like, Miyabi falls, and like the way how she landed, one of her nails gets all messed up, and it just it makes you cringe, but it's not that bad. And then, like, the second scene, it's just like, oh my gosh, they use a lot of fake blood for that scene.
And then, you're gonna use fake blood.
No, I mean, for that scene, you knew there was a lot of fake blood going on there. And then the third one, I don't think it was much. And I suggest you don't watch it at night, like I did.
Watch it at night.
But I watched it at night with my room light on, so it wasn't as scary. I'm like, I am not watching this movie in the dark.
And you don't even really need to watch the screen, because I watched a Thailand horror movie, and the sound itself just made me jump, and I didn't even see the screen.
There's probably like a few scenes where you jump a little bit, because of like how they edit it. Like, at one point, Momo, she looks at Miyabi, and it flashes Miyabi's face for a second, and you just jump. Because the way her expression was, we're just like, oh my gosh, that just scared the heck out of me. But yeah. All the girls' acting is pretty much pretty good for this type of movie, I guess you could say.
It's a horror movie. All you have to do is just act scared and scream.
Yeah,
I think horror movies are kind of the entry level movies for idols.
Yes, I don't know why it has to be.
Well, because they're easy to do.
Don't come near me! Kyo! Next thing you know, they're dead. Or they become the girl that's splattered with blood. The Arisa's movie. Oh yeah, I should tell you, Idy gets like splattered with blood. I'm not telling you how.
Don't tell us everything. Okay, let's just sum it up.
Yeah.
People who like horror movies, watch it. Watch it anyway, because it has...
Even if you don't like horror movies, watch it. And you'll understand why.
If you don't like horror movies, apparently prepare yourself for, I guess, some blood and some scary stuff. Other than that, just watch it anyways.
Just watch it for your idols, yo.
Pretty much.
Okay. I have one final question about Gomenasai.
What is your question?
Does Susan show up?
Wait, say that again? You cut out a little bit.
Okay. Does Susan show up?
No, he does not show up.
Okay.
He's nowhere in this movie whatsoever.
for those who don't get the reference, Susan is the character that Eiley draws in several like comics that she's like is shared in Hello Time.
Oh no, he's been around for a lot longer than that.
Yeah, well,
drawing him for about like 2 years on her little messages for like the photo.
Okay.
Sets and stuff and other things, but. And Susan's not even really a dude. I think she said like he.
Like, genderless.
Yeah. He could be anything, and he has like so many types of himself. It's ridiculous, but yeah. But yeah, Susan isn't nowhere near the only Idy, and Momo and Mio.
Hmm. Okay. And very briefly, Chisato.
Very briefly, Chisato's in there. Hmm. And they kind of make a pun with Chisato's character, which I kind of noticed, but I don't know if anyone else will. But yeah. Go watch it.
Okay.
Just watch it.
Yeah, we summed that up now. Okay, next topic.
Okay. Speaking of Bono, they, a couple days ago, played the Moulin Rouge in Paris, France.
French people are lucky.
And apparently,
oh, yeah, they're a fan of
them. French and European people are lucky, even though I'm European, but still, I don't live over there right now, so they're lucky. That's all I'm going to say.
I think we're all European.
Hmm.
Well, I was actually literally born in Europe, so I can legit say I was European.
Oh,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Tell us something in French.
No, not in France, just in the Europe area.
Yes, I get that.
Well, I guess Europe is a pretty big place.
Yeah.
With lots of different countries in it.
Did anyone
you know actually attend that event or any GP people post?
Well, I know some Hello Online people went, and they made some posts, and they were both girls.
So it's random crazy people in Hello Online.
Well, no, these are nice people, and they seem honest, so.
Okay, good.
They sounded really happy. And one of them actually saw Mia face to face when she got out of the car. And one of the other girls just happened to be like one of the people who got their videos up on J Mello, and Ivy remembered her.
Oh, wow.
And Ivy's like, "You were on J Mello, weren't you?" And she was like, "Oh my God, you remember?" And she was like so excited because she likes Ivy. And she started crying and stuff, from what I read.
Ivy's pretty awesome.
I don't even know what I would do if I ever meet any of them. I think I'd lose, like...
You really don't know.
Yeah, I think I'd lose all my Japanese.
Well...
yeah, probably. Like, I didn't really talk that much when I saw it, like, girls. Just kind of just smile, and that's it.
Hey.
Hopefully you'll say something.
I love you!
Well, speaking of which, if I remember correctly, Barry's Kobo is coming to Anime Next this year in New Jersey.
Yes. That is correct.
You're going to be a lucky SOB.
I won't be able to go, honestly. It kind of changed. I know. Personal life stuff. I won't be able to go. I'll try to go for one event just so I can meet up with Rokun and hang out. So that's the thing I can at least do or try to do. But to go there and to see the girls, I really don't know if I'll be able to, honestly.
That sucks.
But hopefully people who do go have a good time. And be sure to tell us what goes on there.
And behave themselves.
Yes, definitely behave yourself.
So we can actually...
Fans.
So we can have cute come mixed next time, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you gotta leave a good impression so they can come again.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean by behave yourself. Mm. So maybe Cute can actually not just go to Hawaii, but come somewhere else.
Well, obviously, Barry's Kobo has, like, has a bigger fan base, I guess, because they already, they went to Seattle, and they obviously must have liked the feedback they got there, which is why they're going to New Jersey now. Maybe they'll be able to go to New York another time. Who knows? Well, who knows?
Well, New York is not really that far away from New Jersey.
It's not, but, like,
isn't there, like, a bigger
New York has a lot of Asians there, too. So, obviously, they're going to want to go where the Asians are, as messed up as that is.
Well, they're going to want to go there. There's nothing to prevent the Asians who live in the New York City area from going to Somerset, New Jersey.
Well, they could go, you know. People do have lives, don't forget. Just like me, I won't be able to go.
Now, after Barry Kobo, Barry's Kobo comes, who will be the next group to come over? Will it be Cute or will it be Smilich?
I'm looking, or maybe Mano. Don't forget Mano.
Right. Yes, but Mano is in the group.
Yeah, but she can still come.
Yeah.
Can't leave Mano in and out of the loop. But group-wise, I'd say more on Cute, because Smile, I think they're waiting, if they ever do bring Smilage, it'd have to be, like, when at least Maymay is probably 15, tops. I don't think they'd let a 12-year-old off to...
Yeah, that's true.
Off to a random place in America. I mean, they don't even have any, like, they haven't even left to do, like, a Hawaii fan club tour or anything yet. And Smilage has only been only almost going to be 2 years old next year.
How old was Kusumi Koharu when Morning Musume came to Los Angeles?
17?
Yeah, 16 or 17, around there. Because, I mean, Risako was, what, 17 now?
Risako will be 18 in time for Anime Next.
Oh, so that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Look, last year she came when she was about 16.
Okay.
So I think they'd wait a while. And plus, I don't think they realize Smile. They probably don't see that Smileage is probably popular in the States yet. Because, I mean, they're still young. Group-wise, not member-wise. Well, they're young member-wise, too, but you know what I mean.
Well,
it's
also
really difficult. When it comes to America, it's very difficult. You have to find a group that appeals to the American, taste in music. It's really hard for Asia, in general, just to do that.
Yeah,
you have to be kind of aware of that.
It's a big risk, because, I mean, look at the Wonder Girls.
They could have done it if they were promoted well enough, and if they actually didn't team up with the Jonas Brothers, but they did, so now people are like, oh, so they're for kids, whatever.
Yeah, if you watch that Wonder Girls movie, oh my god, I don't know why I sat for an hour and watched that.
Oh, don't say that. Now Wonder Girl fans are gonna kill you.
No, I like the Wonder Girls, but it's just that movie. But then again, I mean, maybe it was good. Maybe it made people interested. I don't know, but
maybe. Honestly, I think Korea has a better chance because of how close they are in tasting music, like American music.
Yeah.
Well, I think there was another. I think there was another factor in play that Barry's Kobo has done, like, a lot of anime closing and opening themes.
Oh, for Izu.
Well, anime is kind of big here.
Yeah, because in both cases they're coming to anime conventions.
True. Izuma or Inuzuma, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the name right, and I can't really remember it.
Close enough.
But that's soccer anime. I think it's starting to get pretty popular over here, because I know a few people, like, at least on Tumblr, know about it. But then again, I don't know if they're from the U.S.
Yeah, Tumblr helps, too, to get the name out of it.
Here's a good trivia
but
question.
But yeah, with Japan, it's mostly J-Rock that's pretty big right now. In America?
It's always been big.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. It's always been big now that I look back at it. You're right.
Okay. Ooh,
I used to get into J-Rock, but yeah, J-Pop took me away from all that.
I have a trivia question for you guys.
Okay.
Which anime was Barry's Kobo first in, or which opening or closing theme?
Pretty Cure, right? One of those Pretty Cure things.
Nope, not Pretty Cure.
It was some magical girl anime.
No, yeah, actually,
Was it? No.
I'm not even sure that Barry's Kobo did anything for Shugokara Egg.
No, I mean Pretty Cure.
I don't think any Hello Project act did anything for the Pretty Cure franchise.
I don't know. I remember like that 100 gag song.
Mm-hmm.
They had the cover of them as anime characters, and it was with some of, I'm thinking it's Pretty Cure, I'm not sure. But I know, I have a feeling it's based off of an anime. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. I don't know.
Well, anyway. Do more research.
Anyway,
I'm not researching that. I don't remember.
I forget the name, but it was their second, I believe it was their second single. And it was the closing theme to the show Petrillo Sayuki.
Yeah, I don't know that.
And the opening theme was provided by Byuden.
Oh, I didn't know that either. The only real song that I know that was from an anime, it was Cute's song, because it was like the ending theme for Koharu's anime one time. And that's like the only,
you're asking the wrong person who doesn't watch anime.
Well, I didn't even watch the anime, I just knew it. But yeah.
I don't really like to watch anime. I did, but then I just got over it. I just like the girl groups.
Yeah, I don't really watch anime that much either. You've written, so there's been some that look interesting, but I'm just too lazy to go watch it.
Well, I do like to watch some of the crack ones, but I don't really follow up on that.
I don't even think we need to watch any anime. We have Sugaku for that.
That's true.
It's really cool.
I just pretty much have that.
We got it covered.
But, yeah. You like totally went off. We're supposed to be talking about Bono.
Yeah, what the hell happened with that, huh?
Either way, Bono went to France for like a weekend. Few people got to see them. Those people are lucky.
If you're really curious, people read posts and they'll find fan accounts.
It's there. Go in the thread. It's there. It's got its own.
I know it's there, but I'm too lazy to
actually. No, I mean for the people who really want to know. We don't know because we weren't there.
We do not know. We know that it happened, but we don't know any details.
Yeah, we know it happened. We've seen some pictures. It sounded like it was awesome. So.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Okay. Next topic. I say it's time for interactive.
We're gonna do that already?
Only this time, instead of being a YouTube interactive, because this thing isn't on YouTube, it'll be a Nyko Video interactive.
Oh, it's a video?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were doing your thing. Oh, okay, never mind then.
Let me give out the address of the video and we can all find
out. Oh, I have no idea what that was. I'm sorry.
Just turned into a robot.
Yeah.
Oh.
It went from, well, I'm gone. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
He needs a recharge.
Okay. Yes, I turned into Mecha Mummy for a second.
Oh my god, no. Not working, man.
my voice gimmick isn't working now?
You sound like this.
Did someone
There.
smack you over the head multiple times? You sound, yeah, that's how you sound.
Okay, I'll type in the address and somebody else can read it.
You still sound like that.
Yeah, why don't you just type it, or I don't know,
That's what I
close
said.
down, come back in.
Yeah, Junkie and I can talk while you figure this out. But, yeah.
So, I have no idea what this interactive is.
Yeah, neither do I. It must be something very interesting for it to be shocking. And now, my TV has went from talking about crocodiles eating dinosaurs to hippos fighting over something. I
What
don't
the
know.
hell?
I'm
What
watching.
type of shows do you watch?
I'm watching. I like to watch animal documentaries. Some weird like that.
Some are interesting, but I don't think that would be exactly all that interesting.
Oh, the show is
Okay,
about.
so
Oh, it's on a
put read
television
that
show?
kanji.
Oh, okay, wait. Apura Ugal. Oh, Up Up Girls. Wow. Oh, about their new single?
Give
Is
the
it good?
address. Give the address.
Why do I have to give an address when you can just put the link on there later, and then the people can click on it?
Just click on the link.
No.
Yeah, you can post the link later.
We always give the address over the error. It's a tradition. We're annoying that
Yeah,
way.
so you can copy and paste, but we
Your
all know everyone's too lazy to copy and paste.
tradition.
Yes. Okay, the address is the H to the T to the T to the P.
Oh gosh, don't try to sound like her
Okay,
after.
okay.
Please.
Okay, HTTP colon slash slash www NICOVIDEO dot
Nico
JP.
video
Yeah,
dot JP
NICOVIDEO.JP slash
slash watch.
watch WATCH slash
You
one
still sound like a robot, just to let you know.
okay slash 132
Robot.
slot Okay, it's slash 132 90 34 698.
In Japanese, that's Ichisan ni kyu zero san yon roku kyu hachi. Silence. Okay.
Because it's just all gonna be silence, that's all.
But yeah, so this is a Nico video of Up Up Girls singing their new song, pretty
That is
much.
correct.
What was that?
That is correct.
Oh.
I have no idea what he said. Do you actually catch that?
Yeah, he said yes. That's what I said was technically what it is.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
What was that?
I have to let
You're really breaking up. Oh, I don't even know. Will this probably work with me? People are probably gonna hear it.
That's okay.
I just
Yeah,
remembered.
they're just gonna give us all headaches.
I just remembered that because this computer, I don't know, Skype hates me, and it wants to be a jerk.
Skype likes me?
Skype
doesn't like me. I don't know why. It's just a loser.
There. Okay, so I guess we're just gonna try it now.
Yeah, we'll try. And if I don't hear it, then I'm just gonna have to look at them dancing in the same shirts that they always wear.
Same uniforms. Okay, I'm just gonna press
Okay, wait, let's do the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Click.
Oh shit, what happened? Oh, okay. It's going.
It's not going for me yet.
I actually see a black screen.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Okay, I got it.
I got nothing. Up. Oh, I got some kanji. Up. Oh, got something. And I hear absolutely nothing. Because it's playing on my speaker. Okay, this is not going to work out.
Is this their own song that they're singing?
Yeah, it's an actual song for them, and they're not copying anything.
Oh, okay.
And supposedly it's in
Japanese.
They really
shouldn't be singing K-pop stuff, because it doesn't match their vocal range. Like, did you see them perform after school? Like, one of the girls couldn't even hit the high notes. But they made her do it anyways.
Yeah, I can't watch it, though, so... Because I don't want to fight with this thing.
I actually don't hear it on your end.
Yeah, because I paused it. Because I won't be able to hear it, because if it's on low volume. Because if I put the volume up, it goes louder on my headphones, too, and then my ears will bleed, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm just going to have to wait till...
Well, you're not missing much, just a performance.
Okay. I like how they used a play on words there and went, going my arrow going up.
I don't really like this song. It's not really all that catchy to me. I'm still waiting for one that I like by them.
Well, this is like the first one actually, so.
Yeah, I'll just wait for another one. It's not like I hate the group. It's just this song is not really all that interesting to me. But hopefully I can find one that I actually like by them next time. Because I like to try and keep my music open to other stuff, I guess.
Maybe it's aimed at the Korean audience.
Well, no, the audience actually makes the performances more fun, to me, anyways.
Yeah, because, I mean, a recording's awesome, but... A recording's awesome, and it also depends on how they probably do this PV. Silence.
Very lively crowd, as always.
Okay, well, while we're... I know this is going to be random, but I found out something awesome today. If anybody wants to know what that is.
Sure.
I don't know, do we?
Well, I think you would. It's something relevant. And it's something about Hello Project.
Well, should I pause the performance and just listen to you talk about it?
Well, you can do whichever.
Am I the only one watching this? Because I would have closed out on this.
I think you are. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'm done then. I watched 3 minutes of the 5 minutes. That's enough, right?
Yeah, you're over halfway. But, yeah.
So, interactive kind of fail. So, let's just talk.
Well, I'll just say what I found out. So, I woke up this morning and got online. And I found out Risa now has an Amiibo blog.
Yay.
Didn't she already have a blog?
She did, but it was on the Oricon website, and now it's on Amiibo, so she can actually, like, be on a blog, have big pictures, and I can actually save those pictures. Hmm. I've been, like, waiting for over, like, a year for her to get an Amiibo blog. I was so excited.
But her name's not spelled correctly.
Yeah, because I think supposedly someone already took me with two eyes
for the blog. They already took Nii Gakirisa, so they had to put Nii Gakirisa instead.
What the hell, man?
Okay. They were probably like, wait, somebody already took your name.
They stole her kanji too, apparently, then, if they had to put... Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know if it's for the... When you put in the URL, I don't know if it's the same set of kanji.
Put in kanji.
I don't think you can for a website.
That's like a Japanese website, isn't it?
Yeah, but when you type it in, I don't think you really have to put it in kanji. They usually put it in English, or at least Romaji or something. They put American letters, let's put it like that. So it, instead of N-I-I-G-A-K-I Risa, because I'm going to spell her name because I've seen forever, they just have one I instead of two I's in the knee. And I really hope it's you.
and then me at the end?
Oh, wait, what? Wait, I have to check it again. No, it's http://amiblo.jp/nii-risa.
So for those Risa fans, you can have something to look forward to.
Yeah, I warn you, it's striped pink and black for some reason. So it might, and it's pretty flashy. And she already made like 3 entries in it. And Ai-chan even talked about it in her blog, saying, oh, Risa started a blog. And then, like, later on in the day, I guess after the Morning Musume concert was finished, Risa's like, oh, Ai-chan blogged about me, about my blog. I'm so happy.
That's she's funny.
Like, I'm reading, like, I read it or found out about this when I was listening to our duet song.
Well, I really hope that during her blog she'll actually post some more things that have to do about her a little bit personally wise.
Yeah, she hasn't been about doing that much lately, but I
like
think
her family.
I think it has to do with they've been really busy with rehearsals and stuff.
Yeah.
Because supposedly this concert is like the death of everyone right now.
Yeah, I can understand. Well, we'll see, hopefully, after that. Because that's one of the reasons why I actually like reading Sayu's blog, because it felt as though she was really trying to get the fans to understand her. Because she mentions things about her parents, her sister. And they're obviously, you can tell they were very close. And you can also tell that her sister is extremely weird, which is probably why Sayu was able to put up with Eddie the most.
Yeah.
Really weird. So, see, I would have not thought that if she didn't tell us about her sister a little bit. So that's why.
She also talked about her family, but she just doesn't talk about them like a whole bunch.
Like a whole post dedicated to that.
Well, she talks about like a few times she talked about how, like during her parents' anniversary, her dad always like brings her mom flowers and. She talked about a few times how her and her sister went out on little dates and stuff, and her mom. And not too long ago, like for Valentine's Day, she showed a picture of the chocolate she gave to her dad. Granted, I don't know why it was a Mickey head-shaped chocolate, but she gave it to him, and she said he was really happy, and then he'll eat it. Like gradually or something like that. But yeah, but anyway, like I think like since she's announced her graduation, she's been like a bit more withdrawn lately.
Yeah.
And she just cause she never like she used to put so many like little emoticon things, and then for a while on her old blog, she barely put like anything. She just put like the text ones. And then now, all of a sudden, on her Amiibo blog, she's all, like, sparkly and happy and emoticons again, so I don't know.
You never know, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Well, just take what you get and be happy with it.
Yeah.
The Risa Nigaki emoticon index.
Tends to be mostly, like, Disney-themed sparkles and all that good junk.
Oh.